Henry Schulman joins us of the Chronicle. Henry, great to have you here today. And Giants are having a decent week.
They're having a decent month. They're 7-4 in June. It's really weird. I mean, the only winning months they've had the last like 3 years have been in June. And they're playing good baseball because they're pitching. I mean, their ERA is 2 points down from what it was in May. And you know, last night's game, I don't know what to make of it. They hit 3 home runs and the Brewers hit none. So it was opposite day.
It's funny to think that a team in last place has so many tradable assets. Like the teams around baseball would look at the Giants and say, well, they've got 2 or 3 pieces, but are there more pieces that could be moved than the 3 pitchers we're talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've got 8 or 9 guys who can be moved. I mean, I wrote it. That was my story for today in the Chronicle about how, you know, I mean, it's not just the Bumgarners and the Will Smiths. I mean, all 3 guys who starred last night for the Giants could conceivably entice a contender to some degree. I mean, you know, Pomeranz, he's got a ways to go. I mean, it's 2 good starts after a bad 2 months. But the way he pitched, his versatility, bullpen and rotation, he could help a contender in some way if he keeps pitching like that. Kevin Pillar, he has a little bit of speed. He can play defense. He has some pop. Pablo, clearly he could help any contender with off the bench. And there's a bunch of guys like that. Sam Dyson could help a contender. Some other guys in the bullpen as well, Tony Watson. So, you know, are you going to get big-time prospects from some of these guys? No, probably not. But, remember, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday, Marty. 2 years ago, the Giants gave Eduardo Nunez to the Red Sox, and they got Sean Anderson and Gregory Santos in return. Anderson's in the rotation now. Santos had a really good start for Augusta. He's still a kid. He's a baby. And they got that for 2 months of Eduardo Nunez. Couldn't you get that much at least for 2 months of Pablo Sandoval?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not sure. Nunez had a little more versatility, but I got your point. What about Maranta? You know, coming into this season, and in the beginning of the season, he was just lights out. And I thought, wow, a team would love to have him. After watching him for a couple of months, I'm not sure.
Well, I think Maranta is a guy that might be included. You could include him in a larger trade, the purpose being to maybe get the hitting version of a Maranta. But if I'm a contender right now, I would be worried about the walks. I would be worried about trading for him as a guy to plug into the seventh inning. In tough games down the stretch, which we've never seen Maranta in, he really has to get a handle on throwing strike one and throwing strikes. If he gets moved at some point, it would be in a larger deal. But, you know, he's a guy that is under team control, and he's got really good stuff, and I don't see any really need to trade Maranta.
Yastrzemski, the other guy who was successful last night, hit a home run, a bomb to center field. Marty keeps saying it looks like he hit it with a 9-iron. It was like down near his ankles, and he golfed it out. What do you think of him so far as a left fielder? He was struggling, and then he hit the home run last night. Seems like he's got some tools, but has not put them together for a stretch yet.
Yeah, you know, look, I mean, let's be honest here. He's a nice little player to have if you're in the Giants situation right now.
He's fine.
I mean,
yeah.
He's fine.
Right.
He's not a starting outfielder on a contending team. I think even he would admit that. But for right now, I mean that was a really, really nice shot he hit yesterday. It was off a lefty throwing sidearm. He stayed back on the ball. It was down on the ground. He put a good uppercut swing on it, and he crushed it. And the good thing about Yastrzemski is that he has really good plate strike zone awareness. And, I mean, a lot of these guys they brought up, a lot of these guys we've never heard of, they brought up your Connor Joes and your Michael Reeds, and all those guys have good strike zone awareness. That's why Farhan went out and got them. But it hasn't really translated into the majors. Yastrzemski can have a good at-bat. He can make a pitcher throw 7-8 pitches, and he'll draw a walk. And even if he doesn't draw a walk, that's 7-8 pitches off the starter's arsenal there. So I like him. I like him out there. He can also catch the ball.
Yeah, speaking of guys who can draw a walk, what about Belt?
Yeah, Belt is the best player on the Giants. He's the best player on this team.
That's a good point. He is the best.
Yes, Carmen,
player,
yeah. He's the best player on this team.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, he and Brandon Crawford both got virtually the same contract extension, and at the time, people were going, "I can't believe Belt got that much money, as much as Crawford did." And you look at it now, Crawford is really, really scuffling, even a little bit on defense, which you don't normally see.
Yeah, what do you make of him?
And that's an entire radio program. I really don't know. You know, I mean, he you know, they're trying to work with him on his approach and his swing. It's hard when you've been playing that long to change. Maybe a little bit. He doesn't, you know, he's not open to maybe some of these changes. I don't know. I mean, really haven't talked to coaches extensively about him, but he's unfortunately now for the Giants an easy out. Yeah. Whereas Belt is just the opposite. I mean, his strike zone awareness is only getting better. He's not swinging in a lot of the two strike pitches out of the zone up that he was swinging at. And when he takes those really close inside pitches, or the ones just off the plate, the ones he was constantly getting rung up on, now he can really even differentiate those more. He's so valuable in the defense he gives you right now. I mean, talk about trade candidates. I mean, that's a guy I think that if the Giants ever considered moving him, there'd be a ton of interest.
Yeah, I wouldn't move him. I think he's that important. He's young enough, and he's still on top of his game. Yeah,
look, he's going to have 2 years on his contract after this, and if you're seriously thinking about putting a winning team on the field, say in the second half of 2020, and going for the playoffs in 2021, which is, you know, a reasonable estimate, I would want Brandon Belt on that team.
Yeah, the Posey thing complicates it to some degree. That's the biggest complication.
Yeah, I mean, Belt is okay in left, and he does pass the Pat Burrell test, which is if you can play left field as well as Pat Burrell did in 2010, then you can play left field for the Giants. So,
or as well as Aubrey Huff in right field in 2011.
I think everybody can pass the Aubrey Huff test.
That's when they put the outline of the body.
Right. You know, I still have that photo. It's hilarious.
In talking about how successful they've been so far this month, I think you can't go without mentioning Sean Anderson. You mentioned him earlier in the trade. They got him for Eduardo Nunez. He's been pretty good. I thought the start the other night was pretty good. I like the way he attacks hitters. I like that he'll throw the changeup. What's your assessment of Sean Anderson in his last, really, his last two starts have been his best ones?
Well, I mean, he definitely has a presence on the mound. He's not afraid to throw any pitches in his arsenal. I think he can be an effective starter in the major leagues, which is funny because, a year ago, they were still debating internally whether to make him a starter or a reliever because they weren't sure about those secondary pitches. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see with Anderson when he faces teams a second time. That's always the acid test. But for right now, I like what he's giving the team out there. He can give you six innings. And he works. He was just out there today working on his pickoff move to first base. Steve Klein was out there catching the ball, and I really feared for Steve's safety, having to bend over and get back up again. Anderson is one of the young guys that they're looking at because, for down the road, 2021, is this going to be a guy who can be in the rotation when they're a winning team again? And it'll take more than a couple of starts. It'll take more than a couple of months to figure that out. So that's why we come to the games and watch the games now. This is what we're looking for. And then as the season rolls on, we'll see more Sean Andersons come up. And then, you know, maybe even some on the offensive side. And if you're wondering why come to the Giants game, why flip on the TV, that's what we're looking for right now.
Yeah, and he looks like he knows what he's doing out there. You know, I think about Derek Rodriguez, who looks like a pitcher to some degree. This guy is a pitcher. There's a big difference between the two of them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and he's been pitching for a lot longer.
Yeah.
I definitely think so. I mean, I'm not totally done on Rodriguez just yet. I mean, we saw too much last year. Now, even if they have to turn him into a reliever, I think there's some value in what he can bring.
Yeah, they're not sure what to do with him right now.
Yeah, and, you know, let's face it, they could lose a starter or two after the trade deadline, and they have guys that they need to plug back in. They'll have to plug back into the rotation.
Henry is getting quite an honor. In November, he's being inducted into a very prestigious award, which we're going to talk about later in the summer. We're not going to talk about it now.
Yeah, we got. I don't think it's been announced yet. So
that's okay. I'm just letting everyone know that I'm very proud of Henry.
Well, thank you.
Good things are going to
be
happening.
I'll give you a hint. You could look it up. Marty won it last year.
But whatever, but we're very happy to talk about it.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
And look, we don't have. I didn't ask you if you ever threw at a hitter. You know what I mean? Then you can, you know, we're not worried about state secrets here.
All right. So let's say it. Why don't we? Let's say it.
He's getting an award.
Okay, I'm getting an award.
That's it. It's going into the Northern California Sports Jewish Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, that's which is really exciting. Yeah. It's something that Marty did last year.
I just found out
about it. It is.
Very cool.
We won't announce the other four people who are going in, but there's some interesting folks, too.
Yeah, but Henry is, and I hope that I'm up here November 10th to
thank you. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Home runs. Look at the games last night and all the runs scored. 55 home runs I saw today. Someone wrote about it. Henry, what do you think? You've watched baseball a long time. What do you think about all this?
About the home runs.
And just the game we're watching and the fact that Yastrzemski can hit a ball off his toes and hit it 450 feet.
Yeah, you know, either the balls are juiced or the players are juiced. It's one or the other. I mean, take your pick. I mean, I'm seeing things now that I didn't see since the steroid era. I'm seeing guys out in front on breaking pitches with their knees on the ground, one handing the balls the other way for home runs. That's not baseball as we've seen it, other than a few little eras in here when they were trying to juice up the game a little bit to make it more interesting and exciting. I'm not saying that Major League Baseball is doing it on purpose. They claim they're not. They claim the balls are all in the variance. But, you know, we're not idiots. You know, some of it...
No, we're not.
Some of it is... Some of this is that the launch angle and sort of teaching hitters about how to get the best loft on the ball for line drives and home runs, that's definitely a part of it. There's no question that the information that's being used by some of these hitting coaches, the private hitting coaches, the team hitting coaches, which now are one and the same in some cases, like the Dodgers, there's no question that's a part of it. But we're just seeing stuff we haven't seen since there was some monkey business going on in the game. And I think it's something baseball probably needs to get a handle on one way or the other.
I think so. We're seeing, and the guys on the wrap last night were talking about all the runs that were scored last night in baseball. It's crazy. Hey, great to have you with us, as always. As I said, you should have your own show. But now you do. You have a podcast.
I do, The Giant Splash. And you can go wherever you get your podcast, look for Giant Splash. I just did Terry Kennedy. So for all you old-timers out there, we're going to talk about 1989. We're going to talk about Goose Gossage in the World Series. We're going to talk about Bruce Bochy hitting a walk-off homer against Nolan Ryan and what happened next, and that'll be a fun podcast. Should be out Monday.
All right, Henry, thanks so much as always.
All right, thank you.
All right, that is the great Henry Schulman. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.